my childhood story. Today we will talk about my childhood story and lessons learned from the school days, which will be helpful for today's parents. Hi, you are listening to Bharat Kumar Karunanidhi, and a warm welcome to my podcast, episode 4. Stay till the end for some interesting takeaways. So now we are in 2024. I would like to take you back in time to the year 1997, when I was around 10 years old and I was back to school after 1 year hostel life. Yeah, till 4th grade I was in a school and in 5th grade I was moved to a hostel away from home, and for the 6th grade I came back to the same school where I finished my 4th. So when I was back in 6th, I was seeing many old faces and a few new faces here and there. So friends are the ones who first criticize us for whatever good or bad things which we do, be it a negative or positive comment. So I had lots of comments being passed on my return, and the teachers there were like, while checking for the new admissions for that particular year, when I stood up, "Oh, you were studying here already, right?" "Yeah, sir. Yeah, ma'am. I went out for 1 year in hostel and then came back. All this conversation will happen, and then so now you come back again here. Good. Sit down." So that is how the reaction would be. Okay. So main point I want to talk about today is like studying in the school where you have your family members in and around always. So I was there, and my sister, my elder one, she is 2 years elder to me, and she was there. To add upon this, my mother also was working in the same school as teacher. So I actually grew in the shadow of my mother all through, right from kindergarten to 10th grade. So I was the kind of person who doesn't speak freely to new faces actually, but I talk very well with my close friends and family members, but anyone new coming to home or anyone I meet new on the go, I never speak. So I was like, I used to stay with my parents always, and I go with them and come back. So that is how I was. Kind of an introvert kind of personality, but now it's not the case. Point is, studying in same school as your siblings or your parents working there is another weird stuff to experience. You can't do anything wrong, especially while you are in there. Out of many such cases, I would just like to highlight three scenarios here. So I was in my 6th grade, and it was afternoon just after lunchtime, and it was Tamil class, and my Tamil ma'am was teaching on the stage on the dais, and I was listening and feeling drowsy, and I slept off quickly, but ma'am woke me up and asked me to stand up for a while and so that I don't sleep again. This incident reached my mom's ears even before I reached home in the evening. So soon after I went to home, my mom was already ready. "Why did you sleep in the class?" That was the case. Okay. Second would be like, if you don't score well in any test or any exams, and teacher who know you well, and teacher who knows my sister also very well, they start doing comparison. "Your sister is doing good. Why are you not doing good? She is doing that. You're not doing that." So all this kind of comparison will always be there. But then also there will be comment. "Okay, wait. Let me ask your sister to keep an eye on you. Are you already we are fighting like snake and mongoose at home?" That is the analogy my dad used to say. "Why are you fighting like snake and mongoose every day? And the situation is like pouring oil to the burning fire already. So evening at home, I have to confront both my sister and mom together." Yet another case is when staffs envy my mother or sister. "You are her son, right? You are her brother, right? Wait, let me see. Let me punish you for that. Okay. And what did I do? Being her son or being her brother, is that a wrong thing?" So that is all. These are the kind of weird stuff that I used to face in my school days. So all such things will happen at school for me. So somehow years passed, and I finished my 10th grade there, and 11th and 12th in another school, and went to graduation, and all life went on. But so of all these happenings, I just wanted to make sure few things I wanted to ensure that is not happening to my kids at least. This might be helpful for you to confront with criticisms and face it bravely. Once you start admitting whatever the mistakes you did or whatever decisions you took might have gone wrong or might have gone right, whatever be, just face it and answer that boldly, and things will settle down. Second is, just go with the flow. Things will be fine as long as you do your duties well. There might be all kind of commentary going around you, but don't listen to them. Just do your work with utmost sincerity and what you're supposed to do, and they will keep their mouth shut as time goes on. Just go with the flow. Third one is about, if you have two or more kids, don't make them study together in the same school if possible. Even if that happens for some reason, make sure they are not in the limelight always. So impact on one kid will also start impacting on other kid as well. Starts with comparison and it will follow on. Always remember, familiarity breeds contempt. Next is about, especially don't make your kids study in the same school as you or your spouse is working. Scenarios will be same as what we discussed above. Of course, I understand there will be some fee concession if that happens. Teachers or kids will have some concession always. But for the welfare of the kids and for your family, see if that can be avoided in any ways. Keep the kids away from your shadows. Let them face the reality and let them learn things themselves. Kids don't have to face the biasness because of us. Last one is, try to make the kid independent. Teach them and train the kids to become independent as much as possible so that they don't rely on you always wherever they go or wherever they are. If they do that, if they are independent here at home, they will be able to manage wherever they go on themselves. If they are not independent and they are dependent on you always, and when they go out, it'll be hard for them. I learned that in hard way after my 12th grade. Someone pushed me up from the back, asking me to move out of home and leave the comfortness, and of course not even nearby home. So somehow I came to Chennai for my undergraduation, and surprisingly I was able to manage very well compared to other friends in hostels and rooms. That journey where you being independent and taking up responsibility, you are your own responsibility and there is no one else to take care of you. So you got to take care of yourself. Though it could be hard initially, but that is how the life is. You are supposed to take care of yourself wherever you are. So make the kids independent always. We'll talk more again in upcoming episodes. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Hope you found this interesting. So feel free to add your feedback and suggestions in the comment section below. And if you resonate with this story, please add any of your such past experiences in the comment section below. Would love to read about that and connect with you. Before winding up, I would like to give you a free ebook on 6 ways to start your product management career. Download it for free from the link given in the comment section, which is bit.ly/bharatkumar-ebook. And if you want to join my VIP Facebook group, yes, the comment section has the link for that as well. Do click on the link and join my Facebook group. Also, if you want to have one-to-one discussion with me on your career consultation or anything about product management, use the Calendly link to schedule an appointment with me and let's connect over a call. See you again in the next episode. Until then, this is Bharat Kumar signing off. Take care and have a nice day. Bye-bye.